Come on, Mike.
I want you to hold on and be strong. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott talking to you from WGUM, Glory United Ministries. We're so glad that you're listening to this call, whether you're on it live or whether you're hearing it from the on-demand function of the archives. We're celebrating you, and today we're celebrating God. Amen. So we want you to hold on and be strong. Yes, indeed. Hold on and be strong. Amen.
Feel like giving up. You say things got to come. But your work is not done. Everybody think, hold on.
Your work is not done.
Yes, Lord, your help is on the way. That's Norman Hutchins. I want you to realize in this moment, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what trials and tribulations you're facing, no matter how challenging the difficulties, I want you to look to the hills from which cometh your help, because you know that God is waiting and has put in place all that you need, all that's wanted, all that's necessary to solve whatever their challenges are. You can't give up. You can't put your attention on what's going on negative. You have to keep your attention on God, because you know that a move of God is on the way. A move of God is coming right to you.
Look at somebody right. And say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. Coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God.
I know that the move of God,
a move of God.
Yes, a move of God is on the way. It's Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott once again welcoming you to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. Now, we want to pause for a moment. We started out, as you will recall, with Hold On. Yes, Hold On. And now we just heard a move of God is on the way. So what are we holding for? Let's step back for a moment from the cares and woes of the world. Let's take a moment to pray for God's blessings, to acknowledge and praise God in this moment for all that has been done and that is being done. It's a moment to give thanks, not only for God waking us up in the morning, for letting us take a breath, for allowing our limbs to function or not, to allow our breath to flow through our bodies and to energize and raise us once again to our own awareness of the kingdom. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for yet another day. Thank you so much for the hills to which we look for help. Thank you so much, Lord, for the families with which you have surrounded us. Thank you so much, Lord, for the ones that love us, and even for the ones that do not, because we know, Lord, that their place in the kingdom is assured. And we know that when they come to accept and understand the grace by which you have allowed each of us to live, and help us and help them to understand the sacrifice that was made by your Son, Jesus, so that all might be free, that all might know that the kingdom of God is at hand, and that all might know that their place in heaven is truly assured by your divine mercy. Lord, let us in every moment maintain our awareness on you and our awareness of you and our awareness of Jesus on the cross, born again, resurrected. Lord, in this moment we ask that the windows of heaven open and that the blessings of heaven continue to flow upon us. Lord, we ask in this moment that in your mercy that you help us to remove and no longer acknowledge what keeps us from the healing that you have given us, what keeps us from the upliftment and elevation that you have given us. Lord, we ask this moment that you remove any barriers to the full anointings that you have given each and every one of us. Lord, in this moment we ask that you expand by your divine mercy to all who are listening the glory of the kingdom. Lord, we know that there are some around us who do not wish us well. Lord, we know that there are people, that there are entities, that there are demons, that there are devils, all of which who are trying to intrude upon our entry and trying to keep us, Lord, from maintaining our presence in the kingdom. Lord, we know and see at this moment that you are flooding each and every one of us and have flooded each and every one of us with your divine light. Lord, we know that our pastors and our apostles, that we know that our beloved Pastor Benjamin, like so many of us, is grappling with the same kinds of issues that beset each of us. Now, Lord, we pray in this moment. I pray in this moment, Lord, that you will step in and grant her prayer. Lord, that you will bestow upon her any and all of the healing that at this moment in their lives that you require so that they may fulfill your holy mission. Now, Lord, we know that you have set before our beloved Patricia Benjamin a divine path of glory. We know that there are congregations all over the United States and all over the world. They're waiting to hear your message as she presents it, people that are waiting for her joyfulness, for her good humor, for her profound love, for the healing and upliftment and the anointing that you flow to and through her. Now, Lord, in order for this to occur, you must remove from her any and all obstacles that are posed by friends and family. You must remove from her, Lord, any and all obstacles that stand in the way of her moving directly, fully, and completely with the financial rewards that have been promised. Lord, I have not asked you before for that there be anything bestowed upon anyone other than your love, your blessings, and upliftment. But because she is your divine servant with whom I am privileged to work, with whom I am honored to work, who I love as my spiritual sister, brother, and mother. Yes, Lord, we love her, and we know that she is a stalwart in your kingdom and sets an example of divinity to each and all of us and to those whom she sees. Lord, we know that there are many individuals who speak in your name and who claim to speak with your voice that we know are false prophets and are not servants of your divinity. And we know, Lord, that you have mandated that she go out to the multitudes, that she go out as a shining light in and of the kingdom. And we, Lord, so that people can hear your clear voice speaking to and through her, so that they then will abandon the false trails upon which they have been set, that they will throw aside and throw off the cloaks that have been placed upon them. Lord, we know that this task must be done, and it is now time for you, Lord, to set aside any and all barriers and challenges that you've given her. I do believe, Lord, and I know that she has passed all the tests that you've given her. And in this prayer, Lord, we ask now that you assign to her the highest elevation and anointing that she can handle physically. Lord, we ask that you drop from her at this point any chains that bind her, confusion that others have placed upon her. Lord, in this moment, we ask and command with the power and authority which you have bestowed upon me as the Bishop, Dr. Gregory Scott, in this moment, with all the healing, all the upliftment, all the kindness, all the joy and grace, in this moment, Lord, from the heart of kingdom, in order for thy will be done in this moment, yes, Lord, we ask. We ask these blessings, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, because we do know, Lord, that you have a blessing.
Going through, you're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's more mess always. So get ready,
get ready
for your blessing,
for your blessing.
Get ready,
get ready
for your miracle,
for your miracle.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
With your name on it.
With your name on it.
Yes, God's got a blessing, and I want you to know that in a few minutes, Pastor Benjamin will be joining us. And God has directed that I read to you briefly a passage from Proverbs 4:10. And here's what it says. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life may be many. I have taught thee in the ways of wisdom. I have led ye in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. I hope you have read the word, and the words have found you well.
Somebody clap your hands with me. Let's have a Holy Ghost time. Come on.
Yes, it's the season of miracles, and without further ado, without interruption, Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Yes, good morning. Praise God, from whom all blessings. Praise Him here, you creatures below. Praise my God, I tell you, this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will not let David do what I can do for myself. So therefore, I will praise my God. For every praise belongs to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The psalmist told us to praise the Lord. And I tell you, when I look at the sunshine, the sunshine excites me. It makes me feel alive. And I'm so glad to be sitting this morning, looking out of my window and looking at the beauty of God, the sky, the sun, and the trees that have all budded and blossomed, and the grass so pretty and green, even though it's going to wither away and be no more. But for right now, let's seize the moment. Let's maximize the moment, that if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, your side, where would we be? I tell you, I just feel so good down in my soul when I think about the derailment of the train. I'm sorry for the loss of the lives that were lost, but I'm yet grateful because this thing took place a couple of days ago, and my aunt was traveling, and she traveled by Amtrak, and she returned back from her granddaughter's graduation from college on Monday, and I met her here in Southampton at the train station. And when I got the news about the train, Amtrak had, you know, derailed and lives were shattered and lost, I began to give God thanks because it didn't happen while my aunt was on the train. I am so grateful to God for seen and unseen danger. It brings tears to my eyes when I think about how God protects us on a daily basis, and we won't even say, Lord, I thank you. At the end, at the close of the day, we just drop off to sleep. And before drifting off to sleep, we're more concerned about what's going on the television than to just pause for a moment and say, Lord, I thank you. I'm sitting in my chair. I'm safe in your arms. God, I thank you. I'm laying in my bed. I just got a drink for the night out of the refrigerator to take my night medicine. And God, I thank you that a fire hadn't arose in the kitchen where I couldn't get into the kitchen. No one was driving the car drunk or texting and smashed through my front window. God, I give you praise. God, I give you thanks. God, I give you the glory. There was not an explosion. God, I thank you. Oh, bless his name. There was no bullets fired here where I am that one would come through the window and take me out or the life of my loved ones, as it happens from time to time. We hear it on the news in one of the cities. But it is time to give God the thanks. Yes, a move of God is on the way. The move of God stays on the way. God never fails. God never stops moving. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He may not be moving here for you today, but he's moving over there for someone else today. He may not be moving where you can see that he's moving, but somebody else has said, God did it. I was just at a party this weekend, and my dear friend, her word, and I know I used to hang around with her, and she did say that, and I had forgotten it, but when the young lady mentioned it, she played a game at the party, Jesus fix it. And that's what my girlfriend, Apostle Burris, would say when something was going on in the midst. She didn't fuss about it. She didn't get upset. She just threw her hands down. I could see her just drop her hand down and said, Jesus, fix it. And you know what? Jesus is fixing it. Jesus just fixed it for someone. If he didn't fix it for you, he's fixing it already for someone else. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to state it. Jesus, fix it. I just thank God for Jesus right now. It is so good to know that we have a Jesus that can fix it. The songwriter said, let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let him have his way. No matter what the problem is, just let Jesus fix it for you. I tell you, I feel good. And I'm grateful to God that I can trust my life with him, for my time is in his hand. Come on, somebody, repeat that. Things are not going as quickly as you want them to go. Things are not going the way you thought they were going to go. But just recite these words. My time is in his hand. And as I so often say when I'm speaking with my friends and loved ones on the phone, I'll say, it's a time. So it is a time. My time is in his hand. Did I want him to do it yesterday? Yes, I did. Did he do it? No. So I have to wait. Woo! I feel good. I don't know if James Brown had an encounter with God or not, but he said, I feel good. And look, he says, now, I know he's talking about a relationship with another human being, but he said, I feel good like I knew that I would. Is that what he said? And he said, so good, so good, that I got you. We as children of God need to take those words and say, I feel good like I knew that I would. So good, so good, Jesus. Put Jesus there. Now that I have you, because you haven't always had Jesus in your life, but now that you reverence him, now that you have Jesus on the inside, you should be able to say, I feel good, so good, so good, that I got a you. Woo, my. And he goes on, you know the song, Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice, but so good. Ah, God, I'm getting stirred up in here. So good. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Now that I got you, my God in heaven, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. Ooh, so good. So good that I got you. Yes, this is your season for blessings. This is your season for miracles. Just hold on. A change is coming. For the move of God has never stopped moving. Woo! It's on the way. If I could just learn how to wait. Someone made that song many years ago. I sang it when I was a teenager. If I could, I don't even know who made it. If I could just learn how to wait, no matter how long it takes, he'll fight my battle for me. And I tell you, let's try to get to the word of God. I want to say, get the props to whom it's due. Dr. Scott, I really appreciate that awesome prayer that you prayed for your pastor this morning, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I listened to the words, and it was just beautiful. And I thank you, because we need prayer too. And I thank you for taking out the time to call out my name before the Lord. I really appreciate that. And I applaud you. Don't let it go to your head, but I applaud you for praying for me, because in times like these, we need someone else to be mindful of our situation and pray for us. He knows the load that I carry. He knows that not only is my plate full on a daily basis, but honey, I got the whole buffet. And he knows, and he's seen God. Even though he plays the song, how God's got a blessing with your name on it, he has seen God give me the strength that I need to endure the things that I encounter on a daily basis. He will say to me sometimes, he said, girl, I don't know how you do it, and you keep moving. But you see, in him I live, I move, and I have my being. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when I'm going through what I'm going through, I just think on Jesus, because he said, I will keep you in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on me. If you put your mind on Jesus, if you put your trust in Jesus, we already know the outcome is everything will be all right. And sometimes the enemy will come in and try to snatch our awareness that God is our source, God is our help, God is our strength, God is our refuge. That is the enemy's job, to bring confusion to our mind, to make us feel as if God has forgotten us. But oh, that's the time when the scripture should come alive to you, where it says, physician, heal yourself. And that's when you start speaking life to your dead situation. That's when you start speaking, I'm going to trust the Lord, no matter, even if I'm not able to see me coming out the winner at the finishing line, but I know that there is a finishing line, whether I come in first or whether I come in fifth, but I will cross that finish line. Yes, I want to be first. I want to be the winner at the finishing line, but if I am not the winner, just let me cross the finishing line so I can say that I did reach. God, I feel your presence, that I did reach the finishing line. And that's where we need to be as children of God. We need to say, I may not win the race, because this Bible declares, for the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but to him that endureth to the end. And in order to cross the finish line, you must endure to the end, whether you come first or 15th, but you must not quit. In the midst of your trials, in the midst, yes, I want to throw in the towel. Yes, I want to just walk away. But the race isn't given to the swift. Oh, my God. Woo! God, it lets us know that in the book of Isaiah, and I believe, let me see, I didn't even want to go into Isaiah, because, you know, that's my book. That's the book where God filled me with the Holy Ghost. God filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost after reading the book of Isaiah. Oh, my God. Isaiah is my favorite book. I preached my very first sermon from the book of Isaiah. Oh, my God. I just love Jesus. And Isaiah, let me see. Let me turn to my Bible, to Isaiah, where I'm trying to get to, because I got a little something here I want to read in another passage of scripture. Let me just get to Isaiah so I can just read this. I don't want to misquote this, because this is going to bless someone if they're listening today, and if they're not listening today, that is fine. When they go into the archives, oh, my God, when they go into the archives and they read this, woo, my God, Isaiah, the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and verse number 29, he says, he giveth power to the faint. So, if you look, Lord, I tell you, he might be changing my message, but I hope not, because I really wanted to just read the script. Well, just God, have your way. Somebody just say, have your way, God. Have your way, God. Now, Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and verse 29 reads like this. He giveth power to the faint. That, you know, if somebody's fainting, they're passing out. They're falling down. They have gotten weak or exhausted or whatever took place, and they're fainting. They're going out. If they're sitting down and they're fainting, you might see their head go back. Or if they're sitting, you might see their head drop forward. But they are fainting. And the scripture says here in Isaiah that he you cannot go any longer, that you can't get that Popeye, the sailor man spirit, where after Plutus is just banging on Popeye and banging on Popeye, and Olive is hollering, Popeye, Popeye. She's just carrying on, and Brutus is steady beating on him, and after a while, Popeye gets some strength, and he says, I can't stand no more. And when Popeye says he can't stand no more, Brutus is in trouble, and Olive is being rescued. Oh, God, I just love how God just takes his word with me and just fixes it the way Jesus fixes it, the way he wants to fix it. He gives power to you in your weakness. He gives power to you when you feel like, what is the use? There is no hope. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and nothing has happened. I have quoted scripture after scripture, and nothing seems to be moving. But that's the time when you feel like fainting, when you feel like giving up, that's when God will give you the power to keep on standing. You don't have to fall into a faint. You'll be able to stand eye to eye, breast to breast, toe to toe, back to back, to the devil's tactics, and say, I will trust in the Lord, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that the God that I'm trusting in, even though it looked like he has gone to sleep, and he said he never sleeps nor slumber, but I know I don't have to faint, because he is my power. He is my refuge. He is my strength. So the book of Isaiah declares this, that God, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Somebody say, increase my strength, Lord. Increase my strength, Lord. Fill my cup with strength and let it overflow. Fill it up, God, so that I can be used for your glory. Let's go to verse 28 of the same chapter 40 of Isaiah. And let's just listen to what it is saying about that. And then we're going to go back to that. And my time is drawing now, so thank God for that. It says, 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Listen. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Well, that's what the book said. You don't have to believe me. Get your own Bible and read it. Says he fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now, that's how it read in verse 28 before you get to verse 29. And after reading verse 28, then you know why God is talking about how he gives power to the faint. Because, see, he fainteth not. And you can't give someone something that you don't have within you yourself. You cannot give me the Holy Spirit if you don't have it within you yourself. You cannot strengthen me. The Bible tells you, strengthen your brother. You can't strengthen me if you don't have strength in you yourself. But God, who fainted not, is able to keep me and you from falling by the wayside, from fainting, from giving up. I know y'all want to go there. I'm not talking about sex and none of that stuff. I'm talking about God keeping us strong, keeping our minds that we will continue to trust him in spite of what it looked like, in spite of what is going on around us. He will take care of us in the time that we get like Popeye and says, God, I can't stand no more. On Tuesday of this week, I woke up feeling like the cares and the weight of the world was in my chest, in my body, and I just felt like, God, I can't make it. I can't go on like this. But on Tuesday night, God sent me a word, and he sent it through the conference call. Pastor Gwen said, the cup might be bitter, but take the cup anyhow. Lord, I tell you, when she mentioned the cup, my baby in my belly, my baby is the word of God on the inside of me. When she mentioned that, my baby leaped, just like John leaped in Elizabeth's belly when the word walked in the house, which was Mary carrying Jesus Christ on the inside of her. My baby leaped, and my load of heaviness lifted. I tell you, see, she gave strength to my situation. Why? Because she was strengthened through the Holy Spirit, and therefore was able to transpire, to come over from her. She in Richmond, I'm in New York, but the connection was made through the Spirit of God. The cup was bitter. Jesus Christ had a bitter cup, and he didn't want to finish, but he did. Andre Crouch wrote a song saying he didn't have to do it, but he did. And he said, I'm so glad. I'm so glad he did. Ooh, I'm telling you, I am having a great day today. I am so happy to be with you all once again on this Thursday morning broadcast. I tell you, we're here every Thursday at 10 a.m. We may have missed one or two and had to play a tape because Dr. Scott had to be one place and I was traveling, had to be somewhere else. So we played a tape, but we are live today and well. And I thank God for the newness, for his mercy that is new every morning. So I want you to look at what the Word of God is speaking in our hearing today, that 28th verse there of the 40th chapter of Isaiah. He hast thou not known. You mean to tell me you didn't know that your God was sovereign? You did not know that your God never failed, never will he fail, and hasn't failed yet? Hast thou not known? What's wrong with you? Have you been so long time in church and you still don't know who he really is? You still have not had that one-on-one with him? You don't really know him? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Come on here. Let's be real. That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Neither is he weary. He's weary? Come on here. God is not even weary. He's not even tired of being God. Oh, Lord, I love it. I love it. I love him. Drop down here. He giveth power to the faint. He increaseth my strength. You read it and say your strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall down. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. I am waiting upon the Lord, and And because I am waiting upon the Lord, even though I don't want to, but he is renewing my strength. That's how I'm making it from point A to point B. Ain't no goodness of my own. Ain't no point of my own. I know that I am making it because the Lord is renewing me day by day. Oh, God, let's finish that. And then I'm going to my other chapter that I had, because I got a few more minutes left. And it says, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk. And there's that key word again. And not faint. So, God is trying to get this point to you, the listener, and to me, the messenger. Don't faint. Don't even try it. Don't even go there. I got this. I got you. But you just have to learn not to be weary. Because the other scripture said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint. Now, if I don't give up, if I don't sell out, no matter how rough it gets, I'll reap the harvest. Faithful is our God. I hear, I believe, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, I think he recorded that. Faithful is our God. Faithful. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. I'm going to take back what the devil stole from me, and I'll rejoice today, for I shall recover it all. But if I quit before I get to the finish line, I got to finish my course. I got to get to the finish line. Paul said, I have finished my course. I kept the faith. Now I shall gain my prize. But if I jump ship, if I quit before I finish the race that is set before me, if I quit in the midst of my turmoil, my troubles, my trials, I don't care how badly my flesh wants this thing, but I gotta finish my course. I can't faint. Oh, God. I can't faint as much as I would like to faint, but I can't faint. I gotta hold on, because the change is coming. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, power in the name of the Lord. Jesus is your help. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't faint. My goodness. I really could just close right there, really, because God has spoken, and it is really time for the church, the children of God, to say amen. God has spoken. So we're going to leave it right there. I don't feel led to go and get this other book of the Bible that I have highlighted. There is next Thursday. And if God deem it to be so, we will deal with that next week. If not, he'll change the message however he sees fit. Because, see, he knows who's listening today. He knows who's going to listen later today. He knows who may pull it up Sunday evening. Whenever this message is pulled up, today is the 14th day of May, 2015. I would title this message, Don't Faint. That's what I would do. I would just title this message, Don't Faint. Because the Lord your God doesn't faint. He fainteth not. And neither is he weary about anything that's going on. God is in control. He sees all. He knows all. Jesus knows how to fix it. Jesus knows when he wants to fix it. But it depends on whether you faint or not. Don't faint. Keep the faith. Trust God. I know the road is rough, the going is already tough, and hills and all of that, the song said, is hard to climb. But listen, don't faint in the midst of. Jesus is your strength. He is your help. He is your light and your salvation. Jesus is there for you. Somebody say, Jesus, fix it. Come on and tell the Lord to fix it. And while you're telling him to fix it, you're saying to him, because I'm trusting you to do this thing for me, I will not faint. I will not quit. I will not give up. Yes, I'm coming in ninth at the finishing line. So I didn't finish the race first, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to go across the finish line, whether I get a point for it or not. But I'll know within myself that I didn't quit, that I trusted you, that I waited for you to fix it like it ought to be fixed. God, I'm putting all my trust in you, and you will not let my feet slide. You will keep me. God, you will give me the strength that I need as I wait upon the Lord. You will renew my strength. Oh, and I will run, and I'll walk, and I'll do it all. But what I will not do is faint. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I know that I had the strength to make it because you didn't fail. And because you didn't fail, I will not fail. Oh, bless his name. Somebody give God the thanks. Thank him for his word. Don't faint, saints. Hold on. The change is coming. The move of God. Who can stop the move of God? Our problem is, and maybe it's not your problem, maybe it's just my problem. So let me say, my problem is, and I just don't know how long it's going to take before he fixes it like I want it fixed. I don't know. The song say, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for the skies, they turn gray. I don't know about the future, but I know that what Jesus said. And today, many things about tomorrow I don't understand. No, I don't. But I know the word of God says, Patty, don't faint. Don't give up. God has heard your cry. And he's coming to your rescue. But he wants to teach you not to faint. Because there's going to be in your life other things that we will want done immediately, speedily. But he said, I'm teaching you how to wait now, how to trust me now, so that when it comes up again in another situation, you'll say, hey, God did it before, and God will do it again. I don't know who this word was for other than for me, myself, and I, but I hope that when you hear it, that you will apply this Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and verse 28, 29, 30, and not so much 30, because 30 is dealing with telling you that, the young people, but 28, 29, and 31 is telling us that we have a Savior, a God, a friend. Jesus called us his friends, and he laid down his life for us so that we don't have to faint in the midst of it all. He is there to undergird us, to keep us afloat. You see, the problem with Peter, and I'm closing now, the problem with Peter, when he asked the Lord, Lord, bid me come. See, the reason why Peter began stop walking upon the water is because he began to get weary and he fainted along his walk. And that's why he wasn't able to walk on the water as Jesus did. He started, but he fainted within his mindset, his thought pattern. He fainted and he failed. Thank you, God. That's another revelation. I know you didn't want me to stop. God is saying, when we faint, when you faint, when I faint from the task, that we not only faint, but we fail. And the reason why fainting is important not to, failing is important not to, and finishing is important to do. So, fainting is not good. Failing is not good. But finishing is excellent. So you can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to the word of God? It's pleading, saying, don't faint. Finish the race. And oh my God, there will be a party like never before when you finish and not faint. I know my time is up, although Dr. Scott puts in extra minutes because he doesn't know how the Holy Spirit is going to move upon me. So he gives me a little more time than, you know, what we have sometime. And I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord, for not fainting. And thank you for keeping me from fainting. And I'm looking forward to finishing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and let the people of God say, must finish. Jesus said, it is finished. And you'll be able, when whatever it is completed, you'll be able to say like Jesus, it is finished. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. Thank you so much. And we're grateful to you for that uplifting message. And once again, folks, we're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. And that was Pastor Patricia Benneman, who's available to us not only all the time, but particularly on every Thursday, the first Sunday, the fourth Sunday, and the fourth Wednesday. So hold on.
Come on, Mike. Look at somebody, tell them your health is on the way. Hear me now.